I guess you'd call it a thicket.
Mm-hmm.
And you're driving cattle, some old mean cow get in there. Yeah. You've got a job getting her out.
Yeah, I bet you have. You can't rope her in that stuff, can you?
No.
What'd you do? You just get a bunch of fellas together?
Oh, get in there and get after her. She'll finally run out.
Mm-hmm. I know up when I was in the Forest Service in Arizona, it was closed to grazing up there because they had a few bad years and they just couldn't graze it off because it was eroding.
Yeah.
But they had a bunch of wild cattle up there. And boy, they were just as smart as any deer you ever saw.
Oh, yeah.
You can get around behind a tree and just stick out one eye and look at you. Do you have any special term for land where scrubby oak grows?
No. I guess you'd call it some kind of shinty, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if that term was at all common here, shinry. Oh, let's see, terms of relationship. Mrs. Gaines is your what?
Wife.
And you are her?
I'm hot now.
And you are her?
Husband.
Uh-huh. A woman whose husband is dead, what do you call her?
Call her a widow.
And Mr. Gaines Sr. was your?
Well, he was, he died when I was about 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He come from Mississippi.
Hmm.
Here.
And he was your what?
Well, I think he was a 32nd Indian.
Hmm.
That's about as little as you can.
Yeah.
He is a little slender, black-headed fellow, weighs about 135.
Hmm. And what relation was he to you?
He's my father.
Uh-huh. What did you usually call him?
What
did you usually call him?
Oh, I called him Daddy.
Uh-huh. How about your mother? What did you usually call her?
Well, I called her Mother.
Uh-huh. Or
Mama.
Mama?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, your father and your mother, you'd say, were your what?
Well, they was my parents.
Uh-huh.
I guess you had him in mind, too. And he's just as good and kind.
Hmm.
If you do what he told you to do, you would never get in no trouble. But if you didn't, you... Well, he never hit me for two or three licks in his life. But he would if I hadn't stayed in line.
Mm-hmm. What'd he do to you if you got out of line?
Oh, he'd give me a good talking, but I didn't ever get out of line near around, though, I'll tell you.
You learned early, huh?
No, we'd all get to fighting whenever he was gone off. Just part of the time we'd be mad and one get in a good humor, why, then we'd hop on him. But my mother, she had threatened to whip.